It is. Well, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
She is the good news.
Welcome to a Thursday installment of...
Not necessarily the news.
Indeed. First to break it and last to explain it. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers and Crazy Hanksters. Have fun and do your thing in the comment section there as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Well, quite unfortunate news this morning. A notable passing as James Vanderbeek, Dawson's Creek fame, of course, passing away, losing his battle with colorectal cancer yesterday. Late last night, the news came out. He was only 48 years old. So James Vanderbeek passing away, survived by his wife and his six children. His wife Kimberly issuing a statement last night saying, quote, "He met his final days with courage, faith, and grace. There is much to share regarding his wishes, love for humanity, and the sacredness of time. Those days will come, but for now we ask for peaceful privacy, grieving our loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend." So Vanderbeek has been fighting this for a little while. He was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer August of 2023, but didn't announce it until about a year, a little more than a year after that diagnosis. And of course, they had moved from the Hollywood West Coast area down to the Austin area and been living there for quite some time. So of course, best known as Dawson from Dawson's Creek and Varsity Blues and I Don't Want Your Life. So I'm very unfortunate into this. The family had set up a GoFundMe because his medical care had left him pretty much wiped clean. And as of last night, it skyrocketed on the news. Last check, it was like over $1.1 million for the GoFundMe account. Of course, he had a big auction of a bunch of Dawson's Creek and other memorabilia that he had hung on to help pay for those costs. But James Vanderbeek passing away way too soon at the age of 48.
Jennifer Aniston may be dating a hobo sexual.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's someone that hooks up because they don't really have a house. And Jim Curtis, the hypnotist, apparently having some issues with his New York condo. Namely, missing payments, going into debt. Sources say his girlfriend picking up the tab. She wants him to live his best life. Thinks he deserves more success. And when she's in someone's corner, she's all in.
All in. She's a friend.
Mm-hmm. She also showed a photo of them smooching it up for her 57th birthday. And I don't know that there's a whole lot of passion being reflected in that picture. I mean, maybe she was busy writing a check. I don't know. It's not for me to judge.
I have not seen him. He's a pretty good-looking dude. If you stare at his eyes long enough, right? That's how he gets you. That's how he gets you. Well, yesterday we were kind of tracking the progress there, and it was weird, quite simply put, throughout the duration of the show. Out in El Paso in the airspace and the FAA shutting down El Paso International Airport, they said for 10 days due to a very ambiguous security concern. In fact, so much ambiguity that the city of El Paso and many of those, even like the president of the airport, didn't even know why. The mayor had no clue why El Paso was... That just kind of messed up everything flight-wise. And then, before the show was even over, they reopened it and said, you may move about the rest of the country. Well, a little more is coming out about this. We heard initially that it was due to Mexican drone cartel action. Like the cartels were using drones around the area. And now we're finding out a little more that it may not have been that at all. In a case of mistaken identity in the skies, as the U.S. military had shot down what it initially assessed to be a suspicious drone near El Paso. Only determine now that the object was a party balloon. That had just...
What's a party balloon?
Just a balloon from a party.
From like a kid's party.
That had drifted over from the Mexican border over into El Paso's airspace. So the airborne object was intercepted, raising concern of a potential drone operation near the southern border. But officials later concluded the object was not an unmanned aircraft, but simply like a party city, party balloon type thing. But they shot it down, and then Candy came out, and everybody was really, really happy. Aww. So, yeah, it was a happy ending to the whole thing.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Michael McDonald's party, and we weren't even invited.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Super Bowl 60 was hopping at halftime with Bad Bunny on the field. So who will be doing the honors next year? It could be going country. Now, FanDuel put together the odds of who will be handling business. The top five contenders include J. Cole, The Drake, Ariana Grande coming in third, Harry Styles, he's so pretty, at number two, and number one, hold on to your bar stools, Morgan Wallen. Folks saying it's time to go country. The last time a solo country artist headlined was with Shania Twain back in 2003.
I think they're missing the boat.
Jelly roll!
Or just a drone show.
Does it pick up party balloons?
It's hard to get party balloons these days now the party city is gone. All right, let's do some Olympic coverage as another day in the books. And we can get the medal counts here in a little while and stuff like that. Still, Norway is just beating the tar out of everybody in the world. But according to Google, these are the top Winter Olympic questions we are Googling. Because a lot of this stuff we don't see, but every 4 years. So here we go. We'll start with number one. Why do ice skaters wear gloves?
Oh.
Yeah, the normal reason to keep their hands warm, but also to protect their hands from falls. And they're sliding a lot on the ice during the ice dancing. Been watching a lot of that. Don't judge me. Number two, why do speed skaters wear glasses? Well, eye protection. They're like going like 35 miles an hour. And most of them are blind. That's not true. Number three, how do you steer in luge? Number four, how fast do snowboarders go in big air? 50 miles an hour, roughly. And number five, how is curling scored?
Oh, my word. That's your favorite.
Yeah, we ended up with the silver, by the way. I think the individual curling is coming up on the way, and the kiddo is mandating that we watch it.
Oh, that is so funny. So. I'm with him on the luge. It's like you stick these guys on there and go.
You know what the weird is?
Good luck.
Why aren't we Googling, why does it exist, the two-person luge? That is one way how to make a friend. That is that is close quarters right there.
So you're a man of many facets there, JB.
I've been saying that for years.
You're a guy with exquisite taste. So what do you buy someone like you for Valentine's? Not another wrestling doll, action figure, or a cat, for crying out loud. Mm-mm. Got the perfect idea for Elle. That would be a radio station.
Yeah.
WKRP call letters being auctioned off for a low-power station in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, that's right up our alley.
They say the target is demographic from the ages of 35 to 80, and nostalgia sells. There's also a... And you got to go through the FCC licensure.
Yeah.
You got to put them in all the buckets. You got to take the quiz.
Trust me, FCC knows about us already.
Man, hi guys.
That would be amazing. I mean, we're west of the Mississippi, so the W, I don't know, would work for KTFW here. But I would love to own those call letters, man. Do a little Johnny Fever in my bedroom studio.
Could you imagine the promotions for the turkey drop every Thanksgiving?
It would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Just the van
alone.
And then maybe we could, I don't know, have an online store with our call letters.
Oh, you think?
It's a novel
Look
idea.
At you.
Some stations do it around here. Sports news, our Texas Rangers, of course, pitchers and catchers reported. And they are doing their thing out there. And we get a new pitcher. And a reunification. Yeah, reuniting with the Rangers on a one-year deal, evidently being reported from the World Series run of 2023. Last couple of seasons, he's been elsewhere, but Jordan Montgomery, the lefty, is coming back to pitch. 1 year for $1.25 million. The club has not confirmed this news, but it looks to be a go. And then they get the Gatorade. Well, it's not Gatorade. And I don't know who sponsors it, quite honestly, but as they get ready for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, they had the qualifying yesterday for the top two spots based on time. So the front row will be his first ever pole at Daytona, believe it or not. He's not ever won the 500. 20 starts. Of course, it took Dale Earnhardt Sr. 20 starts, so maybe it'll be a good Sunday for your pole sitter, Kyle Busch. He's got the number one pole position. Chase Briscoe will be on the outside pole, and then the rest will be decided today with the races down there, the two duels at the Daytona 500. And then finally, Timothée Chalamet, him and Matthew McConaughey coming up here, I believe next month, are going to be doing some sort of town hall type thing.
In Fort Worth?
No, down there in Austin.
Okay.
At the campus of UT. So it'll be McConaughey and Chalamet. But Chalamet already saying that he is, quote, the hardest working person that he knows.
Oh, I'm so humble.
Of course, he spends a lot of time around the Kardashians, so of course, you know.